Hello.
Hello, my name is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
I'm a Republican.
Thank you, sir. Next question. House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old worker past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
I oppose it.
Thank you. The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
No, they deserve nothing. Oh, crime victims. Okay. Yes, sorry.
Okay, so you strongly support or somewhat support?
I support that they don't need to let their names out there.
Okay, that will be strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you so much. Some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Will you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names? Will you support or oppose?
Okay, do it again.
Some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Will you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
No, I'm all for the police getting the same right.
Okay. So you're somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, or low?
I think it's about right.
About right? Okay, thank you. In terms of providing public services, do you feel state and local government in Florida spend tax revenue in relatively wasteful manner, spend tax revenue in a relatively efficient manner?
Relatively efficient manner.
Relatively efficient manner. Thank you so much. A shortage of veterinarians has made it harder to pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Would you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth, video services, and an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment? Do you support or oppose?
I oppose.
Okay, thank you so much. The cost of veterinary cares has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of the reach of many pet owners. Would you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals? Do you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay, thank you so much. Telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine? Do you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. Veterinary PAs are likely a physician's assistant trained to support veterinarians. Will you support or oppose a state law establishing the veterinary professional associate profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis, procedures, and treatments while under a supervision of a licensed veterinarian? Will you support or oppose?
I support.
Thank you so much. Do you believe a state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis? Do you think they should or should not?
Okay, read it again.
Do you believe state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on regular basis? Do you think they should or they should not?
Should not.
Thank you so much. How likely do you think you will be to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper? Will you be very likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
Unlikely.
Okay, thank
somewhat
you so much.
Likely.
Somewhat unlikely. Thank you so much. A recent study found that Florida's vacation rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Are they very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you so much. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town? They should or should not?
Should.
Should. Thank you. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental? They should or should not?
Should.
Thank you. Do you feel the regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
Should.
Thank you so much. Do you know how to swim? Yes or no?
No. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. No. Thank you. Do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill?
Yes.
Should. Okay. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track, or do you think they are on the wrong track?
The wrong track.
Wrong track. Thank you so much. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Next, I will read to you two statements about Florida's school curriculum. After hearing each, please tell me which one comes closest to your opinion. First one, public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math. Second, public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning.
The first one.
The first one. Thank you so much. In your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. Has anyone in your extended family or a friend ever faced housing insecurity or struggled to find affordable housing in Florida? Yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you. Do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area? Yes, they are, or no, they are not?
Say it again.
Do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area? Do you believe yes they are or no they are not?
No, they are not.
Thank you so much. Do you feel that local governments in Florida do or do not have responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing? Yes, they do, or no, they do not.
Dang, got it. Read it again.
Do you feel that local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing? Yes, they do, or no, they do not?
No.
Okay, thank you. Do you believe Florida's local governments should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning permit and density adjustments or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing? Should or should not?
Should.
Thank you. In an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocated for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, teachers, how will that affect your vote? Would you be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or it will have no impact on your voting decision?
No impact.
Thank you so much. Finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution title required to expand Medicaid eligibility. It will require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over age 18 and under age 65 whose income are on the below of 138% of the federal property level and who meet other eligibility requirements. We know greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, and benefits for these new individuals compared to other Medicaid beneficiaries. It will also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were voting today, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
No, to reject the amendment.
Thank you. Currently, Medicaid eligibility in Florida is restricted to adults in households with minor children that make no more than 26% of the federal poverty level, which is $6,464 per year for a family of three. Medicaid is unavailable to adults who do not have minor children. The proposed expansion of Medicaid will increase the eligibility limit to $34,307 for a family of three and provide access to benefits to adults making less than $20,121 after hearing this. Will you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
No, and how many more?
It's only four more.
Right.
These are the last questions. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
65 up.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Do you consider yourself white Caucasian, black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
White Caucasian.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself Cuban American, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you so much. That will be the end of our survey. I really appreciate your time and your opinions. You have a good one.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.